Hey everybody, it's Michelle. I am here to talk to you about our Patreon page. This is the page that you can go to help support our podcast with a monthly donation. When you commit to supporting us, you can get additional bonus content such as extra podcasts, our favorite playlists, our show notes, and eventually we would like to have merchandise to sell like t-shirts and baseball caps, and we would let you have first dibs at those. Of course, because we are coffee moms, we are offering membership levels that are as follows: the coffee membership, the cold brew membership, or the espresso membership. Now, no pressure whatsoever, but if you do love our podcast and you would like to help support it, you can go to patreon.com/messybunmamaspodcast. That is Patreon, patreon.com/messybunmamaspodcast. There you can choose a membership level that works for you. Melissa and I want to thank you in advance for your love and your support.
Messy Bun Mamas. I'm Joe.
I'm John.
I am Malcolm.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. All my side was to walk, all my nana say, hey, jingle bell, jingle all the way. On my side was too wide, and I'm gonna say, hey!
Hello!
Hey, everybody!
I'm Melissa.
And I'm Michelle.
And this is the Messy Bun Mamas podcast.
Jingle, jingle, jingle. It's Christmas time.
More Christmas. Listen, Christmas is like my favorite time of year, so I'm loving all of these Christmas episodes. I'm like all about it. I don't know if you guys like it. I don't really care.
I like it. We're not looking for your opinion on this.
You're just gonna get it.
Our houses have probably already been decorated for the last month and a half at the point of you listening to this.
Right.
So we are all into our Christmas. So today we're going to talk about some of our favorite Christmas songs and our favorite Christmas movies. But first, Mama Moment of the Week. You want to go ahead and start with yours?
Sure.
Okay.
So my Mama Moment this week is that Rayla has finally become not as antisocial as she previously was. So I don't know about the rest of you who had babies who were like 6 months old when COVID hit, but Rayla was like 6 or 8 months old when COVID hit. And she struggled. Once we started like going places, she struggled terribly just being around people. And I'm not talking about strangers. I'm talking about like her grandparents,
right?
Her godparents, her aunts and uncles.
The overwhelm of having
new people. Yep. And new people around. Like, she used to freak out when people came in her house because it was like her safe space and you're like disrupting her area and whatever. And it was like a whole extra thing that I hated dealing with. And it was just very weird to me because my kids have always been like really social, really. Mm-hmm. We always like took them out to restaurants. We always were 14,000 places.
Right.
But Rayla was like, she gets really overwhelmed with crowds and she gets anxious, whatever. And the thing is like over the last few months, she's been developing this like very distinct, like sassy personality. And she's just all about being Little Miss Rayla.
Her own person.
And I think it's important, you know, to kind of do things in a manner that make her feel comfortable. But at the same time, it's like her nana literally can't come over to the house because Rayla will have a screaming, crying fit.
Oh,
And it's like, this is exhausting, child. Like,
right.
I need you to get over this because whatever. But she has now, she loves everybody. She's willing to give hugs or whatever. I mean, let me take that back. She does not love everybody. She's very particular.
Right.
And there's times where she's like, she'll walk up to somebody and she'll like go up to them and she'll just like kind of look at them and then like look away like she doesn't care. Like,
right.
I'll accept a hug from you.
Right.
But I'm not going to give you one.
Right. If you want to hold me, I mean, you can.
But I mean, I'm not going to put my arms out.
Right. It's up to you. I'm going to be mad if you don't, though.
Right? Like, there's times that she'll, like, saunter over by somebody, and she'll just, like, stand there and, like, listen, I'm not going to call for your attention, but I expect you to acknowledge the fact that I'm standing here, even though I'm not going to look at you or talk to you.
Like, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
When I had to poke the person she was standing in front of and be like, you better take care of that.
And that's exactly what she wanted. She was just standing in front of her, just like waiting to be acknowledged. And just, she's like, listen, I'm not going to talk to you, but you better notice that I'm standing here avoiding eye contact with you.
Because I'm not going to, I mean, I want you to pick me up, but this has to be what you want.
Right.
I want you to want me.
Yeah. I want you to want me.
I'm so glad you did that. That's what was in my head.
I love you. I love me.
Rayla's theme song.
Didn't I? Okay, we're moving on. Okay, so no, it's just been nice to kind of see her like, Nana came over this week and she didn't cry. You know, she like, my mom pulls in the driveway and she's like, Nana! Yay! Like a normal grandchild should do.
Right.
Instead of seeing Nana like, ah, there's a stranger in my midst.
Yeah.
Because that's exhausting.
That it is. And it's hard too because you feel empathy like for your mom, you know, when she is
do
like, I don't know. I would. Because I know, like, if my mom would be heartbroken if Joe was like, I don't want you near me.
Oh, yeah. No, she's just like, it's the only grandchild that doesn't like me.
Right.
I'm just like, I mean.
It's not a lie that Rayla does. And I know we've discussed that before. I think I was making trips here on a weekly basis for 4 months before I even got, like, any type of an acknowledgement. Otherwise, she would, like, wall walk around me.
Yeah. Give you the side eye. Right. Like, listen, we're not friends. I don't know why you're here.
You're in my space right now.
You need to back up. So it's just nice to kind of, like, see her coming into her own, like, personality. And, like, now she likes going to grocery stores or whatever and sitting in the cart. And she'll just, you know, say hi to everybody who walks by, and it's like a whole thing.
That.
And but before it was just like, even if we were in the store, it was like, don't talk to me, don't look at me.
Right.
Nothing.
I don't know who you are. Why are you here in this building with me?
Exactly. 100%. Like,
right.
This is my grocery store. I don't know if you know this, but you need to get out of my aisle. Stay in your lane.
Oh. That is awesome, though, because I watched the progression and just seeing her walk up to people even at church or when I can be across the way, the sanctuary, and walking her way. And if she sees me,
she does the fat girl run over to you.
And her face lights up
and jiggles as she runs.
So it's exciting to watch that transition. And I know there are other moms out there who have like dealt with
Well, and that's the thing is, it's just like, I mean, if you had a baby.
Yeah.
I mean, not just had a baby during COVID, but had like a younger child, you know, when COVID was happening. I mean, it's just, it's so hard because it's like they were so secluded.
And to be fair to her, she has a right to be salty about all that stuff and have like the protective mode on her because she was sick right before COVID.
Yeah.
And then she was sick right, like almost right after COVID was like shut down and everything. So I like her experiences were, I'm home or I'm at the hospital with all these people who want to shove things into me. And so,
yeah, well, and we end up going to the ER, I would say probably once a month, once every 6 weeks, because her breathing gets so bad that it's just, we have to go in. And like right now, they're like monitoring her O2 levels. Like we have to go in, they have to monitor it, and they have to try and give her a breathing treatment or whatever, see if they can get it back up to a reasonable level. Otherwise they're like, otherwise you have to go be admitted.
And so,
like,
yeah. And so part of it too is she's learning that it's just going
to
be
that people are garbage and she doesn't want to have to deal with all these humans.
I was going to say she's learning that it's part of life.
Sure.
But sure.
That's what she's learning. So yeah, Rayla's getting more social. That's my mama moment. It's nice to see. Because she's got such like, she's got a very, like, I know that when I had boys, you know, boys are just kind of, my boys were just both dopey and happy and go lucky, whatever. And Rayla has such a personality and such a sass and such a, you know, she wants to be her own person. And it makes me so sad when she doesn't want to be herself when we're around other people because she's just so terrified.
Right.
So that kind of, it's nice to see that she's opening up.
Yeah, I agree. All right. My mama moment of the week is we went to the park the other day. We actually went to the park with Dad, which is not something that we get to do.
Ooh.
So, yeah, we went, and the, my rule is when we go to this specific park over by us is we have to do a lap around the pond, and it's not like real huge. It's maybe if it is, it's a half mile, but I don't even think it's a half mile long. And so we went and we started walking. Well, this family walked past us as we were getting on to the sidewalk that goes around. And mom was pushing the stroller. Dad was walking next to her. And there was four, maybe five kids. Joe, like, just immediately ran up to those kids and, like, made friends with them. And, like, so the whole way around this pond, Joe is, like, running way ahead with these kids and then running back. And the other mom and dad were still walking, like, slightly ahead of us. And Dan and I were able to, like, just sit back and chill and, like, hold hands and talk about how much we love that, like, excited little boy that just goes up to people and makes friends. Everybody.
And wears out all that energy.
Wears out all the energy. Seriously, it was Sunday after the recording, and I knew because he didn't go to church, and then I was busy with doing the recording, that he was just going to have, like, energy coming out of his ears. But then after the pond, we went over to the playground, and he found one little boy to sit and play with for about 20, 30 minutes. And then the mom's like, "Hey, bud, we gotta go. Say bye to your friend." And Joe was sitting on the slide when the kid said bye, and Joe's like, "Okay, bye." And you could just, we sat there and watched it. It was just amazing. Joe, like, scanned through the crowd of the other kids that were looking there, and you could see him just, like, pinpoint this other little boy who was on the playground playing with his dad. And, like, you saw him, like, mark, this is going to be my next friend. And, like, he very slowly slid down the rest of the slide, walked over. There was, like, no introduction or anything. Just, like, he just started playing with them because they were playing the lava game.
Yeah.
And so he just, like, I mean, they really didn't have a choice.
You're stuck with me. Here I am.
Here I am. But, like, the dad and the little boy, they just, like, accepted him in. And it was just, I don't know. It really is, like you said with Rayla, it's just so fun watching them develop the personality. And I know I've said it before, but I'll say it again. Dan and I are not real outgoing people. So it is, And I don't remember even being out. I was actually a very shy, like a painfully shy kid. And so it's just astounding.
It's because you had so many brothers and sisters at home that you're just like,
I'm done with people. I do not need them. But even like before my parents divorced, my mom has talked about it. Like there were two people. I was Rayla. There were like two people I would go to in church. Everybody else was just, I don't want anything to do with you. And so it's very, I don't know. It's just astounding to me that we made this tiny little human that is just like,
social and all about it.
Right. Like, I accept all of you. You're all my friend.
If you don't know it yet, you're gonna.
I marked you while I was on the slide, so.
I picture him like standing on top of like the overlook on the slide and just like peering out into the people.
Literally, that's what I mean. His head just moved back and forth and then it stopped. And Dan and I both, we looked at each other and we're like, that's who he's going to play with next. And sure enough, that he came down and just like I said, invited himself in to play. And it was, so that's my mama moment of the week.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. So he's a good kid. He drives me crazy, but he really does astound me just with his social skills.
Yeah, for sure.
He does way better than me. So, all right. So this week we're going to talk about some of our favorite movies and just kind of talk about, I'm sure Melissa's going to hate all of my favorite Christmas songs, but
I might. I might judge you a little bit.
So I just want to talk about, I love like the peppy, I'm more of a 90s Christmas music girl too. So I like the Mariah Carey and Celine Dion because I'm old. I'm just going to say it before Melissa does.
Okay.
I'm old and those are just the songs.
Okay.
That I
so
love.
Listen, Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas is like... I have done a lot of karaoke at gay bars. Okay.
And it's probably so
literally every other song. Every other song for the entire month of December. Like I have been, I mean, I don't go to bars now. I have four kids and no. But like literally, if you're in a bar sometimes on Halloween at the end of the night, they will go, hey guys, I'm going to play one last song for you. Ready for Christmas?
Cue Mariah Carey.
Seriously. It's just, so it's just been like, I've heard it so much. I don't know. And I don't have like some enormous, like, adoration for Mariah Carey. Like I was a really young kid in the 90s. I was born in December of 1989.
Right.
So like I missed, like Mariah Carey to me is just like a hot mess who married Nick Cannon and like what are we doing with her life?
Right.
And I just, I don't know.
I'm not very fond of her
as a human, but you like the song.
I just, there are some songs of her, like when she did the remake of, I know that this is not a Christmas song, but when she did the remake of the Journey song, Open Arms, I'm like, I'm all about, I'll put that on repeat when I'm in the, when I'm in my Enneagram 4 mood.
Well, the thing is like, I can acknowledge the fact that like, it is like, it's an iconic Christmas song. Like it just is what it is. I, it's not like I could ever sit back and be like, rah, rah, rah. But
you don't want it struck from the list or anything.
I don't want it struck from the list. I understand people like it. It's not on, like, I would not ever put it on a Christmas playlist that I was like making on Spotify. Mm-hmm. Because it's just like, I know I'm going to hear it in 47,000 other places in the month of December.
So, but other than that, because I do like those old ones, I would say, though, that I'm more generally a very classic Christmas song type of person. So, like, my number one all-time favorite song, and I'm very picky about the person who sings it, is O Holy Night. Like, there are people who can just that sing this song and can slaughter it. And it makes me hate them forever.
Like Josh Groban.
Yes.
Oh, open
your eyes. Yeah, you don't have to. Oh, it's not necessary. It does not make the song more impactful.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm okay. Listen, we have. Yeah, O Holy Night is definitely not up there on my love songs. I think the reason that I don't like songs like O Holy Night or whatever is because I've heard Josh Groban sing it.
Yes. Well, like I said, there are people that will come in and just slaughter. It's like, no, no, go away.
See, my kind of Christmas songs are like, I love Dominic the Donkey.
Okay.
Do you know that song?
I do not. I'm like mentally checklisting it so that I can
listen. It goes like jiggity jig, hee haw, hee haw. It's Dominic the Donkey. Jiggity jig, hee haw, hee haw. The Italian like Christmas donkey. La 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 la. Look it up on YouTube. It's got the most ridiculous music video. It's just like this like donkey hand puppet that's like going around with these like Italian men with giant mustaches as they go around New York. It's the best. But it's just like, it literally puts me in a good mood whenever I hear it.
Right.
Like, and it's just, it makes me smile. Like, I have memories of like when I worked at one of my jobs, one of my manager's name was Dominic. And when like I was wanted to bother him, like I would just go over the loudspeaker and play Dominic the Donkey through my phone into the microphone, and you just hear it through the whole store. Yep.
I mean, there's no better way to get someone that you know is probably irritating them, but it brings you joy. Like
it for sure does.
On two different levels.
Absolutely.
No, I've not ever heard that song, so I'm going to have to.
It's a good song for kids. It's a good song for kids because it's just silly and funny and whatever. It's outrageous.
Right. I would say, like, Feliz Navidad.
Yeah.
Not one of my favorites. And then there was another one that I was thinking of, that I hear played a lot. And the Grinch song, You're a Mean One. And I'm like, if I'm watching the movie, yeah, I'm okay with it. But I'm like, if I'm strolling through the store, eh.
I really like the Grinch song that was in the new Grinch movie with, I always want to call him it's at the beginning when he's like drinking. Listen, just Google it. I don't know. The new Grinch song was better. But I agree with you that listening to the Grinch song is like, meh.
Yeah.
I love, like, I know everybody calls it like the rape song. I mean, whatever. Don't ruin don't ruin my life. But Baby, It's Cold Outside. Baby, It's Cold Outside. Especially like with Dean Martin and Martina McBride.
The old classic. Yes.
I love it so much. And like when it became like this like crazy culture of just like everybody hates it. We're still living in that culture. I don't know why I'm talking about it like it's past tense.
Right.
And it's just like it's my favorite Christmas song.
Yeah, I
like we don't have to overanalyze it. It's like I feel like when I was in like my literature classes in college and we would spend two classes talking about why the curtains in the room were blue and what symbolism and metaphors and blah blah blah, blah. And it's just like maybe the author just liked the color blue.
I'm going to rabbit trail this just for a second because I was in a class one time where they analyzed the Giving Tree. And like by the end of the class, there was like all these people talking about how the tree was a representation of Jesus. And I'm like, look, I know most of you don't even step your foot inside a church. So I find it's not a representation of Jesus. He was talking about how you give you give to others. Okay. It's not a symbolism of the cross somehow or anything else. Just
isn't that Shel Silverstein who wrote that?
Yes.
Didn't he used to like write comics for Playboy or something? I was in a children's literature class in college. So like,
I don't know. I was just like,
we had a whole unit on him where it was just like, people always want to draw comparisons to like religious blah, blah, blah. Probably not.
Right.
Just so no, you know.
Yeah. I guess what I was going to try to say is that I get what you're saying, that I think that we overanalyze things too much. Baby at school is not, in my opinion, it doesn't have to be your opinion if you want to think otherwise.
If you want to think wrong.
I don't think it's some underhanded way of.
It's just like
date rape.
Even no matter when the song comes on, I will turn it up, I will blast it, I will sing it, because it just like, and I don't know, I don't remember hearing it a ton when I was like a little kid. Mm-hmm. It was like when I was like a little older that I started hearing it all the time, and it was just like, I don't know, it's one of my favorite songs. So whenever people are just like, I don't know, I'm a bad feminist. I do not condone date rape, just to be clear. But I do want to listen to Baby It's Cold Outside when it is wintertime.
Right.
Because I'll even listen to that song after Christmas is over. Like, I always say, like, it's my favorite winter song.
It is a good winter. I was actually going to say that. It's like, I find that even like to be like a January, February, because we're in Wisconsin. And so, Baby, It's Cold Outside lasts a long time.
Yeah, it does. So, yeah, Baby, It's Cold Outside is definitely, it's up there. Like, I think Dominic the Donkey is my favorite Christmas song.
Yeah.
And Baby, It's Cold Outside is my favorite winter song.
How do you feel about, like, the more instrumental type music, like pentatonics and Trans-Siberian Orchestra? Because I can tell you, I will play those all day long, and I will even play those outside of Christmas as well.
So Trans-Siberian Orchestra is actually like Mike. So when Mike and I got together, he was 30, I was 20. And it was like something he always wanted to do was to go see Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Like, and to the point where his, like, everybody knew that. His family knew that, his friends knew that, whatever. So we were married like a couple years, and I got him tickets to go and see the Trans-Siberian Orchestra for Christmas one year. And he like, I think it was the best gift I ever gave him. Like it was just like, and he just was in awe the whole time. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, so before I met Mike,
you were not.
I take it or leave it. I don't. It doesn't. Whatever. But it's become like such a monumental part of our Christmas because he loves it so much. Mm-hmm. So,
I love them anyway. Before ever going to see them, but I'm also a classical music type person, and I like a variety of music. So I was into them anyway, but I will tell you, the show experience will definitely cement you for life, I think. But,
yeah, it is a very impressive show.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But I don't know. I could have taken them or left them, but like, they have some like crazy violin players, and they like elevate it over the crowd.
And flames
it's just
are shooting out, snow's falling down.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like if listen, that's not how orchestra was done in my high school.
I also enjoy about with the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. That's a majority of their shows, I guess. I've only seen the one, but, and I didn't know this about them, is that they have like a story that goes with the whole presentation. So that made it even better for me. But I'll listen to Trans-Siberian Orchestra all year long, but definitely around Christmas, it really hits the playlist.
Yeah. I feel like it's going to be something that,
like John will probably really enjoy. And I'm sure we'll probably take him like to go see them. But yeah, I didn't care one way or the other. Now I do because it's just become a thing, but yeah.
I respect Mike even more now.
I'm sure you do. He also loves that he calls them the little boy choir Christmas songs. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like yes. But
they're not, it's steam something, steamroller. I don't know. I know there's another group that's kind of similar to the
Trans-Siberian Orchestra
that has like the choir boys.
Yeah, the boys choir. So yeah, he likes those too. Pentatonix. I mean, I like Pentatonix. I like when they sing Disney songs.
Mary, did you know? That is like their number one song in my mind.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not like, to me, Silent Night is Silent Night.
Right.
You know what the most crazy Silent Night song I ever heard before was? Is they took the Silent Night song and they like interjected like 9/11 things into it.
Really?
It is like the most heart-wrenching Silent Night.
Google and see if I can find that.
Seriously, it's like will make you cry. It's the greatest thing in the world because that's what I'm all about. Like, you know, sometimes you just get in sad moods and like it's like my sad mood song I want to listen to.
What helped you get like through?
I just want to cry. Yeah. Like make me cry so I can get over it and move on.
Done with this, right?
Yeah. So, but Silent Night in general to me, like the Pentatonix singing it or really anybody singing it, I'm like, Silent Night sounds like Silent Night.
Right.
I don't know. I really like, there are songs that I enjoy, like, if we are out at a Christmas thing, like a parade or whatever, like I can listen to We Wish You a Merry Christmas or whatever because we're at the parade or somebody's caroling or whatever. But on my radio, no thank you. I do not.
On the way to church Wednesday, this is how much of a favorite it is for somebody in my family. I was listening to Praise and Worship because that's what I like to listen to when I'm driving. Somebody kept shouting, the backseat driver kept shouting, you should play We Wish You a Merry Christmas. And Alexa, she's going to go crazy now because I got the list up. She only knows and recognizes one version of that song.
The worst one, I'm sure.
It's the kids song, whatever.
It's the worst one.
And he just wants it on repeat. And I'm like, no. November 1st. So yeah, we wish those types, I agree. Those types of songs I can take it or leave it.
Well, and like We Wish You a Merry Christmas, Oh Christmas Tree, like
yep,
all those,
all the grade school kid songs.
Yep.
How about Hallelujah? I'm just gonna say I also love that song. That is probably my number two song.
That's not a Christmas song.
I don't know. It's played heavily at Christmas.
I understand, but you mean the one from like Shrek?
It's played in Shrek.
Yeah. Yes. I don't like songs that are not Christmas songs that they make into Christmas songs.
I'm okay with it.
It's like that song from The Sound of Music.
Mm-hmm. The one
Raindrops on Roses. Mm-hmm. Like that's not a Christmas song.
Do they play that at Christmas?
Yes. These are a few of my favorite things.
Huh. I guess I've just never paid attention.
Yeah.
My brain literally only listens for what I want to hear. Everything else is just an annoyance to me.
You know what is a good Christmas song? And you can all hate me and that's fine. Is Mistletoe by Justin Bieber.
Well, I don't know about by, well, yeah. Wait a minute. Sing it to me or give me some of the words. Is it like the classic one? It's the most beautiful time of the year. Yeah. So much
cheer. It's like OG Justin Bieber.
I would listen to that.
Yes.
But I like that type of music sound as well. Like, I'm just definitely a Jason Mraz friend. I'm probably saying his last name wrong. But I'm a huge fan of him and Colby Calais and all that. So I would listen to that.
Yeah, for sure. Jingle Bells is another one I don't like.
Yeah, again, the third grade, grade school Christmas music musical. I don't know. I'm trying to think of.
You know who has a good Christmas song that I'm sure nobody's ever heard before is Toby Mac.
I'm not going to even say that. I'm probably just going to say that I love it because there are very few songs of Toby Mac that I hate.
It's called This Christmas, and it's like it's a good Christmas song.
Is it the? Is that a remake, though? Is it This Christmas?
I mean, it could be.
The This Christmas I Give You My Heart.
Nope.
White Christmas is another, like, if, like, a party song, I think, if I hear it.
I'm dreaming of a white.
Yeah.
No, I hate that song. I hate that movie too. Sorry.
So no, I yeah, I agree. There's a bunch of songs that I'm very hot and cold with Christmas songs. Like,
yeah,
I either hate them and don't want to hear them, or I love them and will have it on repeat all day long.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Jingle Bell Rock, not a huge fan. It's the most wonderful time.
Santa Baby. Like, there's that Santa Baby song. Yes. I mean, Ariana Grande did it, but, like, the old school one where it's like, Santa Baby. And it's always played, and it's just like, coming down the chimney tonight, Santa honey.
I will say, I saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. There have been actually a couple of good songs.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. I can listen to that one. Yeah, too. That's a good song. You go, Shirley Temple. All about it. So let's take a break and we'll come back and talk about some movies.
Yeah.
So just kidding, guys. We decided that we're just going to continue to talk about songs.
We were discussing. We like songs way more than we like Christmas movies.
I was like, there's ones that I didn't get to talk about, though.
I want to ask you, how do you feel about Blue Christmas? Elvis Presley.
I'll have a blue.
I have, like, a love-hate relationship with this. Like, sometimes Christmas I'll hear it and, like, my heart is like,
without you.
I feel you, Elvis Presley. And then, like, and then the other part of me is like, no, you don't. Okay. No, you don't. You hate the song.
I'm going to give a very unpopular opinion right now.
Okay.
I don't really like Elvis Presley.
Nope, me either.
Which is why I can't.
That's probably why I don't like it either.
That's why I can't like it because I just, I can't like him.
Can I just say the number of people that I'm glad to have finally met someone that does not like because can I tell you the number of people that are older and younger than me that just think he's like
the bee's knees.
Yeah. And I'm not about
not
it.
Me. Yeah. No, I don't.
Not one song that you sing Elvis Presley that I think is amazing.
Yeah.
So there are definitely people who have done it better than you.
Yeah, I agree. Sorry, sir. No, I agree. Another one that I don't like is that Happy Xmas, War is Over by John Lennon. It's like,
that's what I was trying to.
So this is Christmas. And they play it so much. I don't know if it's because like the Beatles and John Lennon are just like, we're all about living that life, pretending like they're the greatest of all time. I hate that song. Every time it plays, I'm like, why do we have to listen to this so much? There's so many better ones.
How about Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas? Did we just, I feel like we discussed this one. I do like this song, and I probably enjoy it more right up closer to the.
That's so funny that you say that, because Have Yourself, I love that song, like, the couple days before. Like, I love wrapping presents to that song. Yes. And I love just, like,
yes,
sitting in the dark with my cocoa and looking at the Christmas tree.
Yes,
and listening to that song. Yep. But, like, if it's bright outside and I'm driving down the road, I do not want to listen to that song.
Walking through the store, it doesn't make me feel magical about Christmas.
It does not. It's It's like an intimate Christmas song.
It is.
Like, for those intimate
Very
Christmas
much
moments.
So. Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. We do share a brain sometimes.
Another one that I like, I don't know, I really like it. It's I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus by Jackson 5. Like little Michael Jackson's voice. I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus.
I agree. I love that song as well. It's just one of those good-hearted, and that's especially one, again, that I would probably be want played while we're wrapping gifts and
yes, I agree.
Magical time at night.
So, one of the newer ones that I really like is called Fairy Tale of New York.
Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank, and a man said to me, see a better time, come ahead and dance through the night.
It's like
Irish type song.
Yeah, listen, I don't know if everybody knows this, but I'm like all about everything Irish. It's very Irish. It's very like they talk about being in a drunk tank in New York. And I was like,
when it started, I'm like, I don't know, it kind of sounds like he's drunk, Melissa. And then
it does.
When we played further in, I'm like, oh, it's an Irish song.
Yes, it is. Makes sense.
Makes sense.
I'm Irish. It's okay. But no, it's like there's a couple like newer songs that Train does a really good Christmas song too. I'll have to find it, but it's a good one if you're looking for newer ones.
How about Do You Hear What I Hear? Is that one of the old classics that you just live with on?
Wrap Christmas presents to it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, isn't it funny how you like have a list of songs that you don't want to hear until like
it's Christmas
before.
yeah because I feel like I could bake Christmas cookies to a lot of these songs too, though.
Yes,
like very like old school throwback Christmas activities I could do to these songs, but just like Living Life in December, Silver Bells is another one of those where I'm just like, I don't want to be driving down the road listening to Silver Bells, but I could listen to it
right
while I was wrapping Christmas presents.
Right Again, with the lights turned down, Christmas lights are glowing. Because, well, I know that Mike is more into like the musical stuff. How does he feel about like the Nutcracker and the music from the Nutcracker, like the
traditional stuff, yes. Not the stuff that you would have to watch the ballet to be able to know.
Yes.
To yeah. Really no. Understand. He likes that stuff. He likes all the instrumental Christmas stuff. But he's an old man, so.
That was a passive aggressive jab at me as well.
I'm just saying.
I found And I don't know if I would ever be able to find it again, but last year on YouTube, I found like this really nice animated kind of like a light show thing that went with it that Joe just loved.
Yeah.
And I thought that that was pretty cool myself. And it excited me that he was into listening to it. And probably mostly just because the lights were flashing. But yeah. I'm going to pretend like he just loved the Christmas music with
yeah.
me.
I mean, the kids will listen to Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer all.
Yes.
All December long. And I do, like, we try really hard. I don't know, we're talking about movies. It's okay, guys. Like, those claymation movies.
Yes.
From, like, way before I was a kid, even. Definitely. Like, we still watch them.
Yes.
Like, Rudolph Shiny New Year and Year Without a Santa Claus.
Frosty the Snowman. Yeah. For some reason, that's a Christmas one that isn't necessarily just Christmas.
But all those claymation movies, we watch them every year. The First Noel.
Is that a favorite of yours?
No. I don't love it.
No.
It's another one I could wrap Christmas presents to, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right. There's silence because I'm playing it in my head.
I just sing it and she's like, I'm not doing that, guys. Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer.
I can live without that song.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, that's another overly analyzed song. Like, we need to get rid of it because grandma was drunk or possibly drunk and maybe grandpa murdered her, but
wow,
you've not heard that.
I have not heard that.
Yeah. Either grandma was a lush or
wow, coming to fight over grandma got ran over by a reindeer.
And listen, grandpa was trying to cover it up. Yep,
just give me my happy Christmas stuff. I don't know why you gotta ruin it.
So I don't think there's a hidden meaning behind it. I can live without it.
Little Drummer Boy is one that I could live without. I don't know. My one brother, like, he loved Little Drummer Boy, like the movie and the song. And I'm just like, I don't know. I don't love it.
I don't know. I'm trying to think. I think I've covered everything that I mean, like the ones that I know stick out to me. You got anything else?
Shake up the
happiness. Wake up the happiness. I'm into that too. Shake up the happiness. You're making me happy right now.
It's Train. So we hope you guys have a really good Christmas. I don't think that we're going to be able to play those songs. I mean, we're going to do it. It's fine.
You might want to stop recording.
Thank you for joining us for the Messy Bun Mamas podcast. If you can't wait to talk to us more, then hit us up on social media. We are on Pinterest, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube at Messy Bun Mamas podcast.
You can also reach out to us on our website at www.messybunmamaspodcast.com or email us at messybunmamaspodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for joining us. Have a great week.
I am Messy Bun Mamas.
This is Messy Bun Mamas Podcast.
This is Messy Poop.
Messy Buns, you silly.